Hey, hey, sports fans, back again. This is episode number 2. Kat here. I'm now going to chat to you about something that is very important to me. I say something, I mean 40 things. Now, these are 40 lessons of which I believe are so important to maintaining a healthy and fit life as such. I am going to basically, throughout these episodes, not have any kind of formal chat or any kind of introductory musical vibe as such. I'm going to keep it very kind of just nice and relaxed, really. I think that I've listened to quite a few podcasts over time, and I just feel this is the most comfortable way for me to really relay across to you my ideas, my feelings, my thoughts, and just have a bit of fun with it too. Because sometimes I am going to mess up a little bit. Things aren't going to flow right. And you know what? That is life. So I wouldn't be real or true to you guys if I was to literally sit here and bit by bit go through structurally a set plan and kind of, you know, it's just not the way I am. So this is how everything's going to roll from now going forward. If I have something in mind at the time, that's what the episode will be about, because I believe, and that's the same with my training and my sessions in regards to what I do for my power hour sessions, of which is my business. I will learn throughout the day, throughout that week, different types of training protocols that I believe work. And then I will then teach them and coach them to my clients. So that's how the podcast is going to roll. What's ever on the forefront of my mind in a particular time, and that I'm motivated by, I will then relay onto, the podcast for you guys to listen to if you like. Thank you so much also for those that have given feedback over for the first episode. That was awesome. It was great to hear your thoughts. And yeah, hopefully this will continue for a while because I enjoy chatting to you guys as much as I don't get it back as such, because obviously I'm chatting into a microphone. It's great to gain that insight and know that I'm making a positive impact on your day. Now, I will be looking, my next episode is going to be on walking. Now, walking is a massive part of my life, and I believe it is such an underutilized and underrated tool. So next up, I will be talking about that. But for today, like I say, 40 different types of ways to impact your life. And I'm going to go through every single one of them now. So plug yourself in if you're nice and relaxed on the sofa, grab yourself a drink. If you're out walking, I hope it's a nice day for you. If it's not, then embrace that those elements. Here we go. So number one is you will meet thousands of people along your journey, but you only meet a few close friends. Treasure them and the time you spend with them. Now, if I'm honest, during this lockdown phase that we're in at the minute, those friends and those people that are close to you have been completely heightened. For me, they have anyway. Those people that you would literally drop anything for, and those people that would drop anything for you, you know who they are in this moment in time. It's like a battlefield in my, I feel like it is, you know. It's like we're kind of, if you see it as if like the whole world has stopped, and those people that would have your back in any moment in time have kind of really kind of shone. So it's those people that you need to sort of treasure, because at this moment in time, it's literally like we have nothing as such. You know, our luxuries have been taken away from us. The things that ordinarily we'd do day to day, everything's really been pulled back and almost like life's been paused. And it's a real good chance for us all just to take a moment to actually reflect on what's most important, whether that's our friendships, whether that's our lifestyles, you know, what we do every day that's actually, you know, giving us something positive in what we do. So for that one, looking around at actually the people, and they say, don't they, you know, you become one of the 5 people you most spend the most time with, and it's so true. So looking at your own sort of friendships and the people that are around you, and thinking, actually, is this person more of a sponge to me? Are they sort of more sort of giving, or do I, you know, do they add value to my life too? Because a lot of people, I think, tend to give all the time and then wonder why they're knackered at the end of the day. And it's like, where are you getting your love from? You know, as sort of sharp as that is, or as harsh as that may sound, it's so true in respect of make sure that people are who are close by you are, you know, filling up your tank as well, instead of drilling holes as such in your boat while you're not watching. Because ultimately, you want to have those people that will support you and clap behind your back as well as in front of your face. So that's number one. Number two, train for life. Train to be the best version of yourself. So whatever is thrown on your path, you can attack it with full confidence, knowing you have all 11 components of fitness covered in your plan. So there is 11 components of fitness. 11. All right. Now, a lot of people focus on 1, 2, maybe 3 components and focus on those. Now, it's so important to really dip into as many of those components of fitness as you can to become fit for life. You know, balance, agility, speed, power, strength, all these different types of components. It's so important to make sure that you have got, you are strong in as many of those as you can to be able to adjust along the way and adapt. And that's my sort of, you know, anyone who follows me on Instagram, I'm Kat Parnell, who knew, on Instagram. You know, my bio is be ready so you don't have to get ready. You know, that is what Fit for Life ultimately is about, is being able to say, if someone comes up to you and say, hey, can you help me with this? Being able to like, yes, I can. You know, if someone does, being able to run if you need to, being able to get up as quick as you can, get away from danger. That is what Fit for Life is about. Being fit so you can save your own life if you need to. Being fit so you can tell the DPD guy at the door, hey, I got this. It's those moments in time that really kind of really make you think, yeah, this is what I train for. And that's what it's about. So training for life, being the best version of yourself. And it's that confidence as well, isn't it? I think especially as a female, for all those females listening, It's having maybe a guy, if a guy knows you and knows that you could help him with something like a tough job, it's like, yeah. And I'm going to relate to that to something that I had. Me and my brother were actually, it was like maybe a couple of years ago, but my dad needed some help down the garden. He had some, like the wheelbarrow full of like bricks or something. Came into the front room and he went, hey, Kat, can you help me out? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I went outside the back garden, sort of helped him with these bricks and that. And my brother's there like, hey, why didn't you ask me? And it's like, yes, in that moment, you know, I was the chosen one for the strength to help with this kind of like work. And yeah, hey, listen, on another day, you'd probably ask John and stuff. My brother's called John. But he, you know, in that moment in time, it's those moments that you think, yeah, that's cool. But ultimately, it's that confidence. Having your own back is the best way. So number three, be yourself. Not everyone is going to like you and you don't have to care. You could rescue a dog from a burning building and there'd still be someone who thinks you're a dick. And that is so true. I tell you now, the most destructive thing you can do, and this is, I mean, I've spent a long time in my life really giving a shit what other people think, and it serves no purpose. It really doesn't, because ultimately there are always going to be people out there who don't think you're a good person. There are always going to be people out there who look at you and go, God, shut up. And for real, it's so true. And that's fine. You can't change those people's opinions. You can only just be yourself, do your thing, and you will attract those people that like you. You'll attract those people that will give you good energy. And the people that don't will just anchor you down. And, you know, they will give you no... They, you know, you will actually just suck your energy out. And that then stops the energy that you could be given to the people that actually care. So, you know, one of my friends had a tattoo on her. Well, she still does. These are the things that I'm going to say, like, had a tattoo on her. Like, you know, yeah. Hey, listen, she could have got it removed, but she didn't. She's got a tattoo that says, those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. And that is so true. Those who mind don't matter. Those who matter don't mind. And so number three, be yourself, because you will attract then. Don't ever chase people. You will attract those people that like your vibe. And then in turn, they'll become the five people you spend the most time with. And in turn, you then become the best version of yourself. So all links together. Number four, don't overcomplicate things when it comes to fat loss. I am, right, for real, I've been my own worst enemy when it comes to this, because I will make simple situations complicated. If there was a parallel park, right, if there was two cars parked a bit further away from each other and there was a space next to it that was just easily driven in, I'd go for the parallel park. Why? I don't know, but that's just the person that I am. I always have to do the hardest part. And so, you know, you don't need to do that. You know, just keep it simple. With Fatlife, when in relation to fat loss, of which this key point is about, walk, stay hydrated, and give yourself some respect. Because ultimately, if you'd so hard on yourself all the time, you'll be proud but never satisfied. And it's good to be that way in some respect, but ultimately, it's you're a never-ending, you know, a never-ending game, and you're just chasing this sort of unrealistic sort of vibe all the time, and you know, you just go around in circles. So when it comes to fat loss, walking. Now the next episode is going to be about walking. But that is so key. So getting the groundwork in place. You gotta walk before you can run. You gotta curl before you can deadlift. So walk, stay hydrated. We are made up of 70% water. So if there's any issue that you've got going on, go to your fluid straight away, right? Because ultimately, a lot of the times, a lot of our systems, whether it's our digestive system, you know, whether you've got a headache, whether you're not performing optimally, you know, I mean, if you're 2% dehydrated, it has a massive impact on your performance. So stay hydrated and give yourself some respect. Listen to your body. Listen to your body is a lesson that I've learned over the last couple of years, and it's one of the best lessons. Now, that lesson took a lot of time to actually learn. And I believe that too, in regards to lessons, that they will keep coming back into play over and over again in different ways until you learn them. So that is one that I've learned. So if there's anything you take away from today, there's one lesson. It's listen to your body. Right, number five. So you don't need to be good at everything to be successful. You just need to work your ass off in the things you're passionate about. And that's fact. So you don't need to be a hero and a jack of all trades and like kind of, you know, spread yourself thin on loads of different things and understand everyone's ideas of everything. You don't have to connect to all of what's going on. You just have to understand that whatever you're passionate about, if you do the best that you can in that field, that's all you can do. And that is what's going to make you successful. If you put your head down, find what you're passionate about and just work as hard as you can at it. Number six, if you stay in your comfort zone, don't complain at the results you're not getting. 70% effort, guess how much reward you'll get? 70%. And if you aren't willing to work for it, don't complain about not having it. And that's so true. I know a lot of people that will moan all the time, but they're not doing anything to stop whatever the issue is. And it's like, okay, fair enough for those people that are trying to change, you know, whether it's about weight, you know, trying, you know, if they are saying, oh, do you know what? I'm not lost any weight and I'm working my ass off. I'm going to the gym loads. I've focused on my diet. You know, I've really reduced my stress, increased my sleep, hydration on key. You know, absolutely fine to moan then if you're not losing weight or if you're not feeling better. That's fine. There's obviously other issues, underlying issues that are around. But if you're sitting on your ass all day eating Dominoes and watching flipping box sets nonstop and going, oh, flipping it, why haven't I lost weight? Well, there you go. So, you know, number six, if you stay in your comfort zone, don't complain about the results you're not getting, for real. Number seven, one workout can completely change your dynamic. You eat better, sleep better, are in a better mood, and have better relationships. And this is so true. You are only ever one workout away from a good mood. Always. And that one workout, however big or small, it could be a 10-minute EMOM. EMOM meaning every minute on the minute. You could literally do burpees, 10 burpees every minute on the minute for 10 minutes. You go away then, do those, come back and tell me how you feel. Those endorphins will be racing. You then will then think, oh, okay, I've worked out now. I want to have a good meal because I want to make sure that I'm not then just, you know, like you automatically want, you feel healthier. You want to then put good, healthy food in your body. You then are happier. So you're more, you know, you're a better person to the people around you, whether that's your kids, whether that's your husband, wife, you know, your friends around you. You're then a bit more tired. So you sleep better. So in general, one workout, however big or small, could be completely a game changer. And completely change your dynamic. So number seven, big one. Number eight, social media isn't very social. Going to the pub or for a coffee with your mates is now we are in this moment in time not allowed to do that as such. But when we are, and when we have been, that is what is social. Social media at the minute is massive, but ultimately it's not very social. So when we're out of this period of time, going and being embracing with our friendships, and we are at the minute allowed to go and train with one person at a socially distant, distant as such. But you know, when we are allowed to then embrace that social contact again, and be, that is what's social. So ultimately, you know, we are living on this very socially, media driven state at the minute. But ultimately that's not very social, and a lot of it isn't really real. A lot of it is masked and covered and, you know, prettied up, and it's this kind of, it's horrible when people are trying to conform to what society's throwing at you the whole time. And it's just a losing game, because these people aren't real at all. Those people on the social media platforms who are parading themselves, you know, it's they're not what real life is about. So don't get sucked into that. So that's number 8. Number 9, you can't help others until you've helped yourself. So don't be afraid of being selfish from time to time. Now, that is 100% true. You need to really focus on you and be selfish in times. And it be okay to say no. Like, you're absolutely fine sometimes. Do you know what? No. I want to sit on my bum tonight, watch a few episodes of whatever it is, Grey's Anatomy, you know, Prison Break. I know they're old school box sets. They've been out for a long time, but they're the ones that I've watched. So there you go. And, you know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to say no sometimes and actually just think about yourself. Because ultimately, if you are, you need to, you need to invest in yourself first. And that's why I get up early doors and I'll train first thing in the morning, because I can then go into my day, my endorphins are pumping, and I can then give my clients the best, because I have, you know, built myself from a good groundwork every day, and served myself and filled my vessel up, if you know what I mean. So there you go. There's number 9. Number 10. Kill as many birds as you can with one stone. Now, I do that a lot on the bike. I'll tend to spin, do admin spins as such. So I'll get all my emails screenshot throughout the day. I'll text most of my messages, go through, and they have a message that says, hey, Kat's got your message. She'll get back to you by the end of the day. And to be honest with you, that stops. So if anyone's in business at the minute, or if anyone has got something where they get a lot of messages through or whatever, and you want to then stop that back and forth all day long, because I used to do that at the start. I used to literally want to reply to someone straight away, and you then come back and forth, and you're like, never read. It's like, whoa, it's like literally sensory overload, because you're trying to connect with so many people all at once, and it's overwhelming. So having like an hour period in the morning or in the evening for me works perfectly, because you can literally screenshot everything, all the messages you get throughout the day, and then dedicate that hour period to just replying to everyone. And I literally look at my screenshots on my camera album, go to the screenshot little album, and then go through all the emails, all the messages, and get back for all of them. And then it feels good in your brain, because you can go to bed and go, oh yes, cool, I got back to everyone. And also they know when they get that automatic message back not to message you again, because you know that they know you're going to get back to them ultimately by the end of the day. So for me, when I say kill as many birds with one stone, gain as much impact or information as such, capture as much information as you can in the smallest period of time. And that's what kind of life's about, isn't it? You know, embracing and really absorbing, and sometimes just being observant and present in the moment in time as well. And that's a massive thing too. So, also I would sort of listen to a podcast, like walking, going out, putting your headphones in, listen to a podcast, doing two things at once. You're learning and you're walking at the same time. So you're feeding your brain and your body. Number 11, unless you're competing in the gym, should you around your life, not the other way around? Yeah. So basically, unless you're competing, the gym should revolve around your life and not the other way around. So I get it. If you are a physique competitor or a boxer and you need to make weight, then fair enough. You know, you've got to be in the gym. You know, you're sort of you've got to be. And even if you are maybe a weightlifter or anyone that is kind of got a competition coming up, naturally you are going to have a program and something you need to stick to, and that's absolutely fair enough. But ultimately, I when I'm talking about myself here, I spent a lot of time in the gym, and I would turn down, hands up, any kind of social event. I was isolated for a very long time. Now, I'm not going to go in depth. This is definitely going to be saved for another episode where I kind of get a bit deeper into my own sort of like the reasonings behind why maybe I did a few things. Wow, that sounds a bit philosophical. So I was pretty isolated for a long period of time, and I spent a lot of time in the gym, and I'd have friends, hey, do you want to come to cinema? Hey, do you want to come for a meal? And I wouldn't go, I just stayed at the gym. So years of my life were just gym, same routine every day. And it's like, whoa, like you're not going to ever, are you, be on your deathbed and go, oh shit, I did miss that gym session on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, 2001. You're going to go, hey, remember that one time that we went out and we sung our hearts out in the car heading down to the beach and had chips to the sunset? And making memories is what this is all about. The gym, there will always be time for the gym. It's the moments in time with people that you love that are going to be the best things. So always balance out. And like I say, unless you're competing, the gym should roll around your life and not the other way around. So number 12, blaming other people for things that makes life pretty easy. And we get pleasure out of knowing something isn't our fault. And the reality is where we currently are in our lives is all our fault. And waiting for permission to get started will only be a losing game. So it is true. Nobody owes us money or health, happiness or anything like that. Nobody owes us this quality life. You know, we don't get a pass go. We don't get £200. It's the true fact, to be honest. And so what we do in our day to day, we become what we repeatedly do as such. I think it was Aristotle that said it, wasn't it? It's like, you know, you feed your own life. So what you do day to day ultimately is what you get out of it. And so you can't sit there and say, oh, I haven't achieved this or I haven't done that because of this or because I'm waiting for this person. It's on you. It's on your back. And I think a lot of people are scared to start from scratch and be in a position of a bit vulnerable. But what sometimes it is, what have you got to lose? And you have to take those risks. Those risks are what are going to ultimately, you know, help you build. And no successful ladder is ever win-win-win. There's no, you know, definite line of progression. It's all kind of a bow and arrow effect. A lot of the time, you know, you pull back to propel forward. And you look at these, celebrities and these people that are, you know, what, J.K. Rowling. She's literally, what, 3 billion, I think, something like that now. She's one of the the most wealthiest people in the world, the richest people in the world. She was a single mum at one point, you know, bankrupt and like homeless. And suddenly she came up with this idea, started to write, and now she's like one of the richest people in the world. Daniel Craig, I think he had something like 2,500 rejections of interviews before he got the job, and now he's James Bond. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like you look at these people. I think it was someone else, like Walt Disney or something, got rejected from his university, something like that. There's a lot of celebrities and a lot of people out there who have started from nothing and grown themselves. I think, was it Samuel L. Jackson had his first acting role after he was 30? Like, you know, and so you kind of have to look at these people and just think, actually, you know, it's pretty mega. So, you know, don't blame other people for where you're at right now. If you're not succeeding, it's on your own back. So take control, take ownership of it. Number 13, always do your hardest tasks on a Monday. Always. So whether that's in the gym, training legs, whether it's squatting, deadlifting, whatever you find the toughest, always do it on Monday. You're setting yourself up for the rest of the week, and everything else then feels a little bit less hard as such. And you haven't got it on your back thinking, oh, I've got to do that later. And The Daily Stoic, by the way, which is a book. If you haven't got it already, get that in your library as such, your book library. Buy it on Amazon, pretty much. I think it's like £9. Get that as soon as you can. It has a daily kind of just a nice positive impact to your day every day. And I read it. I've had it for like 3 years now. And one of the quotes on there literally the other day was about why leave until tomorrow? What can be done today? And for me, that's a massive thing. So the same as like, you know, doing your hardest things on Monday. A lot of times we're like, oh, I'll do that later. And you leave all those hardest jobs for the back end of the week and suddenly you've got all this stuff to do. And it's like, that's why I like to do a session on a Sunday sometimes, because you set yourself up for the week. You know, mixing up that rest day and not having it always on the same day, it just keeps your body guessing, keeps you ready. So always do your hardest tasks first, always, all right? Feel the fear and do it anyway. Number 14, eat and train, don't diet and exercise. Eat and train, don't diet and exercise. Training is a celebration of what your body can do, not a punishment of what you ate. Training is a celebration of what your body can do, not a punishment for what you ate. Now that, again, for me, is another one. A lot of the time before, I'd train so I could eat more. And like, it becomes this unhealthy, you know, like unrealistic, like driven goal as such all the time. And, you know, we are so lucky to have the bodies that we have and being able to do what we can with what we have where we are. So eat to train. A lot of people will train to eat. But you want to fuel your body. You want to fuel it so it can be powerful, so it can perform. And you want to train your body. You know, you want to become bigger. You want to become stronger. You want to become the best version of yourself. You know, you want to exercise. So a lot of people, when they say, oh, I'm on a diet, you know, you want to have a lifestyle, not a diet, you know. Yeah, you know, you're going to, if it doesn't swim, run, come from the ground or fly, you know, that is what your ultimately your diet should be based around, you know, natural sources. But have a little bit of what you fancy. It never does you any harm. Because ultimately, if you restrict, you'll only end up binging when it comes to the end of the day where you're exhausted. Of just sort of restricting your body, you know, all you're thinking about. Have you ever said to yourself, you can't have chocolate? All you're thinking about is chocolate. Instead of just having that little bit of what you fancy, just to satisfy that craving. So, you know, eat and train, don't diet and exercise. Give yourself a little bit of what you fancy now and again. Does you no harm, for real. Number 15, there is no honour in the accumulation of knowledge without the intention of its application. There is no honour in the accumulation of knowledge without the intention for its application. So you could read all the books in the world, right? You could read all the books and understand all the knowledge. And I can tell you now, I know a lot of people that have gone to uni and they've got all these letters after their name, but they're not actually doing anything with it. You know, unless you're going to actually apply the knowledge that you learn, then, you know, there's no honour for it. Really, is there? You know, it's all well and good being able to read a book and understand stuff, but if you're not actually then going to go and utilise it in your day-to-day, there's no honour to it. So really embrace what you learn and then go and, you know, action speaks louder than words always, don't they? Number 16. First, they'll call you obsessed and then they'll call you for diet and training advice, and that is for real. You get a lot of people, don't you, that sort of ask you if you are doing crazy stuff. There was a Nike, I don't know if you've seen it, right? But there was a Nike like advertisement on Instagram or Facebook, on social media. And it was about females and it kind of had like, you know, they call us crazy, let us show us what crazy can do. And that was so powerful. I love the videos that give you goosebumps when you watch them, because they hit like they just touch you like personally, if you know what I mean. And it was so true in the regards of a lot of people sort of look at you and go, why are you doing that for? That's crazy. What are you doing that for? I mean, even like, I'm going to be honest, my parents sometimes, they're, oh, what are you going for a run for again? Oh, what are you going to the gym for again? But then they'll be the first people there to support me at the start line. And it's like, because you can't, what do you think, you know, I can just get there with luck or click of the fingers and just hope for the best. Like, you have what I think, I don't want to digress too much into things when I'm chatting about things, but it's so true in regards to if you get it, you get it. And I've found that in the last couple of years that, you know, you have to smile and wave a lot in life to people that just don't get it. Because by trying to make them get it, you get nowhere. They either get it or they don't. And if they don't, that's absolutely fine. They're not wrong for not getting it. Trying to prove that they're wrong, or trying to say that you know, your mentality is the right way to go, only, to be honest with you, makes them go away from your idea more, to be honest. So, you know, you will always get those people that think you're nuts and think you're crazy and think that you work too hard or think that you train too hard or think you're, you know, that, but you just, you do what feels good for you. You challenge yourself in ways that you believe is challenging for you. And yeah, like, you know, just don't worry about the people that don't understand it. So at first they might call you obsessed, and that's absolutely fine. Let them call up you obsessed, you know, show them what that obsessed or determined mentality can do. Obsessed is what the lazy call the dedicated. And that is a fact. Right. Number 17. Tomorrow is a mystery land where 90% of all human productivity, motivation and achievement is stored. Tomorrow, a mystery land where 99% of human productivity, motivation and achievement is stored. And that is literally it, isn't it? Like, we always worry about what's happening tomorrow. And I actually read this thing the other day, and it said, like, pessimistic people, if a bad thing happens, they live it twice. And that was one of my friends. She's called Katie Runs. I think it's, what's her name? Katie Austin. But her Instagram is something like, I think, running mum or something like that. Anyway, she's epic. She's a motivator. I've had actually a message this morning from a friend saying, do you know this woman? Because she'd inspired her. And that's what I love too. I'm like, yes, like, she's cool. But I saw her on her Instagram the other day, this quote, and I thought that's so true. That those people that are pessimistic and that worry about a situation before it's even happened, if it actually happens, they've kind of relived, they've gone through the negativity of it before with the worry, and then when it happens, they go through it all over again. And it's like, so true. It's like a rocking chair, though, isn't it? Like, you know, gives you something to do but gets you nowhere. So there you go, you know, be present in the moment. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a present. There you go, it's a gift. Rolling with it today, lads, it's happening. Number 18, I'm actually going to do 20 of these today and save 20 of them for tomorrow. So here we go, number 18. And this is what it's all about too, rolling and adapting along the way. Improvise, adapt and overcome situations. So I know that tomorrow I'll be feeling more buzzed to give you the next 20 than kind of prolong it today and actually not give you the energy that I think you guys deserve in your ears. So I'm just saying, there you go. This is me about adapting, and this is how this whole podcast is going to go. So I'm just saying. If you don't want to listen to me, by the way, you don't have to. I'm just saying. Some people now are like clocking off. They're like, see ya, I'm done with you now. I'm not feeling your vibes. That's cool. So 18, your ideal weight is the weight you're at when you're living the healthiest life that you actually enjoy. Boom. Literally. So your ideal weight for everyone is the weight you're at when you're living the healthiest life you actually enjoy. Everybody is literally, in their one time in their life, been fighting against this norm. You know, what is norm? Because ultimately, what I know is the people that the smallest want to be bigger. The bigger people want to be smaller. And everyone is just like never-ending game of just chasing this, just like wanting to something different. And it's like, whoa, I think we've all got this kind of natural way that we're supposed to be. Some people are naturally going to be bigger. Fee Wynn, my friend, right? We used to be at uni. She ate like a horse and she had never gained an ounce of weight. And everyone was like, what the hell? But she's supposed to, right? The girl works hard and she trains hard and she's an epic human being. And she is the longevity lifestyle on Instagram, by the way, if you want to follow her. Feasibly Fit, Fee Wynn. Anyway, she is one of these people that would eat loads and not gain an ounce of weight. And everyone's like, for God's sake, But that was just her, you know, that's the body that she's been given, the genetics she's been given, and sometimes that is what it's all about. And that's where it comes to sport as well. You know, there are some people who are made to run. There's some people that are made to play rugby, you know, and that's what it's about. And that's why it's fit for life, fit for your sport too. Those figures, you know, you embrace the body you've been given. And whatever that's for, and however, whatever that looks like in the mirror, love it and embrace it, because we've got one. Literally, I've spent a long time in my life, and I've learned this the hard way, for real. But I literally spent, I undernourished, I was like sad, man, for real, because all I was doing was trying to chase this life, this unrealistic body. And it's like, wow, performance is so much bigger and more important than physique. Because you are such a better person, and you're actually feeding your brain that works off oxygen and carbs, like, for real. So you're actually this better person, you know, for your clients and the people around you. But you actually make friends because people want to chat to you, because you're not this irritable, like, boring person the whole time with their head down, just exhausted from no, you know, being like not giving your body what it needs to perform. But to be honest with you, like, having abs, yeah, it feels great, and it's cool to go to bed feeling lean and, like, you know, get up and get all these compliments saying, oh, like, well done. But, like, it's not as powerful as what going into the gym and lifting twice your body weight on the barbell feels, or being able to go into competition and smash it up and absolutely own it and just feel healthy. You know, being healthy and happy is what matters. So there you go. Your ideal weight is the weight you're at when you're living the healthiest life you actually enjoy. And that is what's normal is different for every individual. So there you go. Number 19, some of the best advice you will get will come from your own gut instinct. A friggin' men, for real. What you, you know, sincerely, your intuition, literally. So I told you so. That's a quote that I put on Instagram before. I say on Instagram because a lot of my stuff that I've put out so far, obviously in what I believe in as such, has always been pumped on a social media platform. So now I'm just chatting it to you. So things will come back into mind. And one of those is, I told you so, sincerely, your intuition. So oftentimes, you know, the advice that we give other people is actually the advice we need to tell ourselves. And a lot of the time, actually, you know, I started my business 4 years ago next month. And I started it in quite an unhealthy place, to be honest with you. I was 40 kilograms then. That's a lie. That I was 47 kilograms when I started my business. I'm now 61 kilograms. So I've gained over 4 years. Well, to be honest with you, I've maintained for a couple of years now. So over a 2 year period, I gained about 13 kilograms. That's a lot of weight. That's nearly like 20% of my body weight. And I've done that because I was speaking to clients every day saying, you need to recover. You need to listen to your body. You need to nourish yourself. You need to. And I was sitting there at the end of the day thinking, I don't do this. You know, I don't take a step back when I need to now and again. I don't need to. I don't, you know, get an adequate amount of, you know, carbs in my fuel. I don't kudos myself, you know, enough, or take some time out and whatever. And so it, you know, once I did that, I started to gain weight, and it was weight that was quality weight. You know, I used to train for, you know, instead of spinning my wheels on like a hamster wheel the whole time and getting nowhere, I was literally actually being more smarter with my training. Lifting weight. I started to lift weight for the first time. I'll go into another podcast about joining a CrossFit, you know, being a member of something. And I'll do that into another time, how that impacted my life. But ultimately, some of the best advice that you'll give other people is actually the stuff that you need to take on yourself. What you feel in your gut naturally is what you should ultimately go through, as in, you know, react to and trust it. Trust your own gut instinct, whether that's, you know, in relation to anything in life, because ultimately that is what you feel and you know that's right. So number 20, and to finish this podcast off in around about 45 minutes. So if you are on a walk, this is your 45 minute walk coming to an end now. I hope you've taken a few lessons from this. I like to, when I'm going in through my podcast, I'll sometimes screenshot the time that I've got, or I'll stop it and write a little note because I think, oh, actually, I might want to take that into my life, or, like, you know, tell someone else about it. But number 20, be strong enough to stand alone, smart enough to know when you need help, and brave enough to ask for it. And that's, what a way to finish on in regards to this, in respect of this kind of, is almost like a cushion and a kind of a bubble of just, yeah, embracing who we are actually in this moment in time too. Because a lot of our time recently has been spent isolated. So it's about being strong enough to stand on our own two feet, being strong enough to stand alone, and smart enough to know when we need help as well. Because a lot of the time now we have, the noise has kind of quietened down a bit, and we have been put on pause. We have had more time to sort of reflect on the things that are maybe negatively impacting us or weighing us down or anchoring us as such. And it's about being smart enough to know then to ask for that help if we need it. You know, it's not about being, you know, oh, that's embarrassing, or oh, I can't do that. Like, it's about actually just saying, do you know what? I'm struggling today. Do you mind if we can go for a walk? Or, you know, oh, do you know what? Can I chat on the phone to you? Because a problem shared is a problem halved all day long. Do not ever try and think that anything that you're struggling with is ever embarrassing. Because 9 times out of 10, someone's going through the same situation. And everyone, if they're close to you, they will understand. And if they're not close to you, then go and ask a doctor, or go and ask someone that, you know, will be able to give you a significant, like, quality advice. Don't ever, you know, don't ever feel like you have to go through anything by yourself. There's always someone there to help and be by your side. And I think that actually this moment in time has really helped in regard to restoring faith in humanity. I mean, even on walks that I go on now, loads of people stop, and, like, as in not stop, because automatically I say stop now and I'm thinking, oh, well, they, like, you know, bumping right into you and then less than 2 meters distance, but they're not, like, you know what I mean, isn't there? They're acknowledging you. And that's so cool, because a lot of the time people would pretend they're on the phone or look down or frown at you or something, and you think, whoa, like, it actually uses less muscles to smile. But or like, why not give someone a smile? You know, before, you used to smile at people and you used to confuse them. They look at you and go, oh, like, you right? It's like, you never know what that smile could do for someone. So, you know, be brave enough to ask for help if you need it, smart enough to know that you need it, but also strong enough to be grounded, and to stand alone in times that, you know, have that confidence. To have your own back, that comes with the strength of being fit for life, for real. So there we go. I'm going to say also, if you see anyone today, after you've listened to this podcast, go smile or say hello in that moment in time. Hesitation will kill positivity always. But don't let that hesitation of saying, oh, no, I won't do that because they don't know me. You never know. In that moment in time, that person might need that smile, all that positive energy that you've just given to them. I'm on my bike sometimes and I'll go past someone, I'll go, hey! And they have no clue who I am. But that positive energy, they're like, proper look back, they're buzzing with a smile too. And it's just like, oh, like, you can never lose anything just by spreading some good love. For real. For real is something I say a lot too. You'll pick up on some things I say a lot of. For real is two words, definitely. Anyway, that is today's podcast. Just 20 little learnings, little lessons that I've kind of picked up over time. Again, if you've got any good feedback or any bad feedback of that, any kind of feedback is good feedback. So, like I said in the last podcast, you know, you learn, what did you say? What was it again? You win some, you learn some, always. But I hope you've enjoyed listening, as always. Yeah, I will catch you on the next episode when I chat about the next 20 things, because now walking is going to be episode number 4. So yeah, legends, have a good one.